After becoming a Christian, Jesus wants you to get baptized in water. Find a Protestant church that baptizes in water and get baptized. Jesus has something else he wants to give his Christians called the baptism with the Holy Ghost, with the speaking in unknown tongues. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, John the Baptist says that Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. You get it from Jesus. To get it from Jesus, as a Christian, ask him for it. Ask and you shall receive, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7. But when you ask God for something, remember that Jesus said, when you pray, believe you receive the things you ask for, and you shall have them. It's Mark 11:24. But what if you pray and don't believe? Well, then you don't receive. When Jesus baptizes you with the Holy Ghost gives you words to speak in a language you never learned. Then you add your voice to those words and speak them out. You'll be praying to God and worshiping God in the unknown tongue or language. You can pray in the unknown tongue for things you didn't know how to pray about in your native language. See Romans chapter 8, verse 26. In James chapter 1, verse 27, it says, we should keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Two things I would specifically like to mention are pornography and illegal drugs. Both of these mess people up. Some people get messed up so badly that they never recover. I said to a young man that porn kills people. He said, I don't see how porn kills people. I told him that people who use porn are letting demons into them, and those demons are there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. See John chapter 10, verse 10. What is a demon? It's a spirit being and is a fallen angel, an angel gone bad. When Satan rebelled against God, some of the angels followed him and became demons, also called unclean spirits. They would like to come and get into you. They find an open door if people commit sins. For a long time, I was not aware that Christians could have demons in them. But then Pastor Win Worley of Indiana showed me that yes, they could. The good news is that Jesus gave us Christians authority to cast out demons in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and Mark chapter 16. So how do we cast out demons out of people? The same way Jesus did, by commanding them to go by words spoken out of our mouths. But don't command them to go if you're not a Christian, nor if you're just wondering what's going to happen, because if you're wondering, you're not in faith. Look up Luke 10:19 and Mark chapter 16 for yourself. When you see that we Christians do have the authority, then begin to cast demons out of people. But Jesus did say, there's a kind of demon that doesn't go out except by prayer and fasting. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, God tells Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. He means we're supposed to be speaking the word of God, quoting scriptures out of our mouths. Don't let the scriptures depart from your mouth, he says, but meditate in the scriptures day and night so that you'll do them, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Speaking the words of God out of our mouths strengthens our faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, the Bible says in Hebrews. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says. If you're a God-fearing person, you will try to please God, but you can't please God without putting your faith to work. One way to put your faith to work is binding and loosing. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, heaven backs you up when you bind and loose. An example of binding is, you say, Satan, stop what you're trying to do against my finances and against my body and against my family, in Jesus' name. And that's an example of binding. You can loose ministering spirits to go and fight for your finances, in Jesus' name. Another way to put faith to work is to move mountains. In Mark 11:23, Jesus said you can move mountains by commanding them to go and not doubt in your heart, and by believing that what we say will happen. If you have a problem, that's your mountain. Command it to go, and don't doubt in your heart, and believe that what you say will happen. Another way of putting our faith to work is speaking things into existence like God did in the book of Genesis. God said, let us make man in our image. So, men and women are made in the image of the God who spoke the worlds into existence, and the sun, and the stars, and the birds, and man and woman. Since we are made in the image of God, we Christians can also speak things into existence. Talk like this. I call myself a successful, prosperous, and healthy person, and also my family. And then you can also include promises from the Bible to support that, such as, I am the Lord who heals you. That's in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. I want you to prosper and be in health, God says, 3 John verse 2. God surrounds me with favor like a shield from the Psalms. When I was younger, I lost some teeth. I am speaking into existence a full and perfect set of teeth for myself. Based on what? Based on the Bible promises for healing and based on speaking things into existence, like God does. God will perfect that which concerns me, the Bible says, and part of that is my teeth. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, says the book of Hebrews. My faith is giving substance to those teeth that God will put into my mouth. Remember, too, that in 1 Thessalonians, Chapter 5, verse 17, we are told to pray without ceasing. Just never stop praying. Based on Mark chapter 11, where Jesus says we can move mountains, that basically means you can have what you say. Watch what you say and don't speak into existence things that are not good. Speak into existence the things you and your family need. Every day, quote scripture out of your mouth, bind and loose. Speak things into existence. Pray in your natural tongue and pray in the unknown tongue. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm chapter 37, verse 4. If you'd like to have hundreds of promises for your computer to be displayed on your screen, I can send you a CD-ROM for $4.99 plus $2 postage and handling. Please state whether you want text files or rich text format to be used with Notepad or WordPad under the Windows operating system. My email address is fhoehn84@inbox.com. That's fhoehn84, the little at symbol, which is a shifted 2, and then inbox, inbox.com. The rest of this disc is spoken promises from the Bible. I've paraphrased by putting my own name in some. When you speak it, substitute your own name instead of mine. The Lord bless you.